From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and purging the past on eBay. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, April 3rd, 2008. This falls in the with friends like these category.
Yes.
Brian McNamee, right?
The trainer, Brian McNamee, you know the name. He's linked to Roger Clemens and this whole steroid scandal. He's the guy who allegedly pumped Clemens full of performance-enhancing drug, allegedly.
And Clemens says, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, now Brian apparently wants to just purge the past. He wants to cut ties with McNamee or with Clemens, and he's trying to sell all his mementos of his relationship on eBay. All the stuff, all the baseballs he has signed by Clemens.
That's one way to do it.
Hats, uniforms.
He says it's for charity, right?
It's true. Apparently, he's not trying to make a profit off of this fallen relationship. He does want to donate all the proceeds to charity. So, you know.
That's not what I'm going to eBay to look for. I got to tell you. Just a thought there. Hey, and happier sports news. It's down to the final four in women's college basketball. Not sure who's playing. Don't know that much about the Lady Huskies. Me neither, neither. So we called a Harvard Lit professor to talk about it.
Of course.
Yeah, makes complete sense. Hey, he's Will Leach approved. He is a blogger about women's basketball, completely into it. So
cool.
We'll know that the language will be lovely as well.
Cool. Also, we're going to talk with two of the self-appointed lead editors of the Wikipedia pages for two very high-profile folks, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And as you can imagine, it is quite a task to have to sit and police these pages. And with the whole Wikipedia thing, lots of people can get in there and make changes. And so these guys are the sentinels at the gate, making sure that it's all in the up and up.
Wait until you hear what some of the changes people have made in the middle of the night that these people have found. Something else. Also, we're talking with CNN's Soledad O'Brien about her new documentary, Eyewitness to Murder, The King Assassination. It airs tonight on the eve of the 40th anniversary of MLK's assassination. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first...
2 out of 3 ain't bad. The big NATO meeting in the Romanian capital of Bucharest continues today, and some agreements are coming out of the talks, and so far it looks like President Bush is getting most of what he wants.
First up, a missile shield for Europe. Here's the president speaking yesterday in Bucharest.
We can only imagine the devastation that would be caused by a ballistic missile attack on one of our cities. So I believe strongly we have a responsibility to work together to ensure that such attack never comes to pass.
Leaders there appear to set to endorse the missile shield, which would be set up in the Czech Republic and Poland. The missile defense system has long been a sticking point with Russia, which worries the shield could threaten its defenses.
But senior American officials are saying today they expect Russia to drop its objections. A summit statement would acknowledge the shield's potential to protect Europe from missile threats, particularly from the Middle East.
Second up, more troops in Afghanistan. Mark that one in the win column for President Bush. French President Nicolas Sarkozy confirmed today at the summit that France will send a battalion of troops to eastern Afghanistan as part of efforts to bolster NATO's peacekeeping force.
But in the world of international diplomacy, sometimes you're the bat and sometimes you're the ball. Yesterday, President Bush stepped up to the plate on behalf of Georgia and Ukraine.
NATO should welcome Georgia and Ukraine into the membership action plan. And NATO membership must remain open to all of Europe's democracies that seek it and are ready to share in the responsibilities of NATO membership.
Swing and a miss. Today, NATO set back the president's drive to put the former Soviet states on track for membership. France and Germany led the opposition, arguing that the two countries are not yet stable enough to join. NATO will review both nations' prospects in December.
And there's one more decision that's come out of the summit. We'll call this one a tie. Macedonia was also denied membership for now. Greece vetoed the bill because Macedonia has the same name as Greece's northernmost province. Now, Greece contends the matching names imply some sort of territorial claim by the country of Macedonia. NATO officials agreed to let Macedonia join once the name dispute is resolved. And President Bush said in response to the decision, quote, the name issue needs to be resolved quickly.
But there was one thing that everyone could agree upon. Tomorrow is the 59th anniversary of the signing of the North Atlantic Treaty, which created NATO. You can follow the story anytime at npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.